Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm delighted to be joined today by Amy Daniels, who is the Executive Director for the WISH Foundation. Amy, as you know, for the last 15 years over at New Leaf, we've really focused on our core purpose of helping people better manage themselves, better lead others, and grow business acumen. And I just wondered, from your experience, what would be your best practices to help people and organizations be their best? Before you do that, though, Amy, tell us a little bit more about the WISH Foundation, what you guys do, who you serve. I'd love to know a little bit more about you personally. So over to you, Amy, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Paul. It's a pleasure to be here today. As you mentioned, I'm Amy Daniels, and I'm the Executive Director of the WISH Education Foundation. And we serve the over 21,000 students in grades 7 through 12 here in the Santa Clarita Valley in the HART District. And our job really is to bridge the gap in state education funding, because funding does not meet need. So our goal is to provide all students, no matter their passions or challenges, with the tools for success that are needed in the classroom. And so to that end, we have distributed over $500,000 to student programs. And sometimes they're district-wide, like literacy or STEM equipment, intervention software. Other times they're more program-based, like special ed or student wellness or music. And even sometimes they're classroom-based, but we take a look at that by need itself. And we only support those programs that can't find money elsewhere. So we really feel like we're making a difference here. And it's great to be able to do a job where you can see your impact. It's really, really wonderful. So you asked me kind of a loaded question in there. There's about three different parts of that. So I want to make sure that I can stay focused on this. I work at home. I'm the only employee in my nonprofit. So I have to multitask like so many of us. It's also very common with small nonprofit executive directors to just have a million different jobs. And in a company, there would be teams for all these different things, people focusing on specific tasks. But I have to run daily operations and programs, the finances, grant writing, HR, personnel management, and also manage long-term planning. So my background as in the corporate world in tech and doing project management really helped me with being able to multitask. But truly, there's nothing that can prepare you to be the only employee in a nonprofit. It's pretty crazy. And it's exhausting too. I think I might be getting a little too old for this, but I have loved every minute of it, because, as I said before, you really get to see what your impact is. I think the hardest thing that I deal with in terms of self-management is trying to establish and maintain a work-life balance, because I work so much. You know, there's probably 6 days a year that I don't work. And we were talking before we started to record that I climb mountains and I do a lot of backpacking. And so when I'm out in the backcountry, that's the only time I'm not connected. And in fact, I will tell you that I have worked from my phone in little tea houses in the backcountry in Nepal before, just trying to get work done. But I am no different from a lot of other type A workaholics, which is not the greatest thing on the planet. Mm. I have an all volunteer board. And so the bulk of the work falls on me. But I spend a lot of time trying to lead others. And that's a lot of what you do. And I think I've led two other foundations. And for me, the most important thing is to be collaborative. Each one of my foundations, I feel very strongly that everyone has a voice. Everyone matters. No question is stupid. Oftentimes I will foster volunteers and find those that are leaders. I think that every single volunteer, whether they give 5 minutes of time or they give an entire day, we can't do what we do without them. And they are absolutely extraordinary. In fact, I have directors on my board that started as volunteers and they're fantastic leaders. The new board members are people that I see as executive team members moving forward. I don't have the luxury of micromanaging. So I really look for autonomous people that can, you know, start off by shadowing. They can learn, eventually work independently while still really understanding the boundaries of teamwork and collaboration. So I might be the face of Wish, but if a board member is really involved, I will give them the interview, I'll give them the quote, I'll give them the time on stage. I really feel like it's important to foster everybody and let them shine. You know, they get to really enjoy the fruits of their labors. I think that's really important. And in terms of, you know, growing business acumen, I think, as I mentioned, I come from a corporate tech background, and I used to have an incredible frustration about teams that didn't communicate going into a 2-hour meeting and there's no productivity at all. You leave not feeling there was any resolution, and it used to drive me nuts, but it taught me a lot. And most importantly, that we're all a work in progress. And so we have to be open to learning every single day. We should never be the smartest in the room, and we have to understand that we're not the smartest in the room. We have to recognize when there is someone else that adds more value to a particular situation and be okay with that. And we have to remove power grabs. Mm. I think that there's a lot more respect that comes from fostering, from mentoring, and from appreciation and positivity. So that said, I think age and experience does matter. There's no question about it. It also kind of takes us down a notch quite a bit. And guidance. So I keep in touch with a nonprofit advisor, and I bounce ideas off of other executive directors across the country, actually. And that's very, very helpful. In the last 18 months, we have restructured in my nonprofit to allow for more leadership opportunities within the foundation. And it has strengthened all of us, including our foundation as a whole. And as a result, I think that Wish is in the best place we've ever been.
Well, Amy, I just want to say a big thank you for your time today, and especially obviously with you being in my backyard. You and I both love living where we live, very, very grateful. And I just really appreciated your very practical insights to help people, you know, better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. Amy, could I offer you a virtual high five?
Please do. Bam, baby.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode. And we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.